Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Game shape, and IU try to work himself into game shape. It's having an effect on the overall team, as well as other guys not playing at all in the preseason. Like, all these little things add up, and it's just, I look at
day 13 of the Brock Purdy holdout.
Well, I don't think that'll happen.
I know it's not
going
to happen.
But you know where I'm going, B. It's like, you know, like, all those things did matter in the Minnesota game, because the margins are so thin week to week.
Yeah, the Bosa thing, though, I still can't subscribe to the Bosa stuff. I know he didn't play as well, but the team did start 5-0. They started 5-0 and were blowing teams away, and the conversation in real time was, what's the better unit, defense or offense? Who's the better unit? And then they get to the Super Bowl, and, you know, I don't know. But there's no doubt that Trent Williams looked rusty in week two. There's no doubt not having training camp has hurt Brandon Ayuk to start, which I suspect. I'm just glad he's not gone. I'd rather have him. Let's work through the rust here, and let's get going.
He's got to get his aura going. Like, they need to make him start feeling good.
This is the week. As Herm Edwards told us a couple weeks ago, it's going to take him a couple weeks. Right? We've gone through 2 weeks now. Let's see what he does down at SoFi Stadium against the LA Rams without Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey. This is a time where he could prove and shut a lot of people up. Forget Brock Purdy for a second and silencing the critics, because the critics are always going to be out when it comes to quarterbacks. But IU can make a play as a $30 million a year wide receiver this week. If he has a monster game, this could be good for Brandon Ayuk and the Brandon Ayuk stands.
He's not this guy, but Justin Jefferson,
yeah.
T.O., Randy, Jerry, the truly great receivers. You saw CD make a play like this over the weekend, but like, they take 160, 70 yards. You see Tyreek do it all the time. Offense is bottled up. Boom. 80-yarder. Now, I'm not saying he's got to have an 80-yard play in this game, but flip the field a couple times. You know, make a guy miss. Break a tackle. Make a contested catch in traffic. Turn it upfield. Let's go. Like, he needs to get, I think, for his own confidence more than anything, he needs to get going. And I think the coach needs to identify that. I saw a play from Malik Nabers this week. This is a rookie, okay? Yeah. Where they just ran him on a simple crossing pattern across the formation to just get him a touch in space and get him going upfield. Yeah, the coach can do that for the player.
Well, again, as Baldy mentioned, he's staring down his receivers too damn much. Brock Purdy right now, he was staring down Deebo Samuel. So that may be on Brock Purdy a little bit. Let's go to Matt. In the corner pocket. Matt in the corner pocket. Corner pocket, where's that?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hello?
It's down the drain. That's where the corner pocket
is. Yeah, you need to contact Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain at flowingwater.net. Now, this just got sent to me. We don't even have to dive into this, but I just want you guys to bookmark this when we ramp up the Warriors talk.
Okay.
Steve Kerr is on the Dan Le Batard show. So I'm the Dan Le Batard show.
Okay. Are they talking about Jimmy Buckets?
Well, no, they can't because he'd get fined for tampering, but, they asked him the question, what is the angriest that Steve Kerr has been at Draymond Green?
Oh boy.
Steve Kerr said for sure the Jordan Poole incident. He crossed the line with Jordan and he knows it. He knew it immediately and it made that season incredibly difficult for everybody.
It always comes back to the punch. I mean,
it's always fun game.
But it always comes back.
Oh my goodness.
Not to go full Hawaiian here, but I gotta bring it back to the punch. What was Guru's drop? I mean, oh my God, it was unbelievable.
I'm out.
I mean, it feels like with Shanahan, we always go back to the fourth quarter of the first Super Bowl. Well, and with Draymond, it always goes back to the punch.
Well, the thing is, with Shanahan and Super Bowl 54, as I hear everybody riff about clock management this week and situational football, Super Bowl 54, January of 2020 or early February of 2020 of the 2019 football season. We've been talking about this for 4 years. So that's why, you know, when I don't get too outraged anymore about Shanahan and clock management. This thing happened in Super Bowl 54. I saw it in front of my eyes. You saw how I responded.
Oh, yeah.
I went ballistic.
Oh, yeah.
Ballistic. I couldn't even enjoy the halftime show. I was so appalled at the clock management before halftime. And at the end of the game, it was just laughable. It's just all-time bad. So I don't get outraged anymore about clock management. Since he hasn't fixed it yet. They've won a lot of football games. It is what it is. Maybe he'll never learn. I don't know. But I don't get outraged about Shady, clock management, situational football, because I've seen him at the biggest stages blow it. Blow it in these situations. I was thinking about
last night, like when the Debo news came down, I was like, you know, when 2014 happened with the 49ers and Harbaugh parted ways with Jed York, and then Bowman was out basically the whole year, and Willis had the foot injury, he retires. Justin Smith quietly retires. Kaepernick hurt his shoulder. I mean, he was on the shelf. It felt like the whole team was falling apart. And they were moving out of San Francisco, and they had, right. I think the first full season was that 2014
season. Yeah.
And people weren't happy, yep. Blah, blah, blah. But it felt like it was a total upheaval. I know you lost the Super Bowl in February. This has been a rough 7 months since that Super Bowl loss. A, we're not even sure if you knew the rules. Okay. You kind Damn. Of maybe didn't know the rules. Damn. What?
Possibly.
Right? Then like you've got this entire saga when it comes to money, which is normal but kind of not normal because it bled off into almost all of preseason. You pay CMC, come to find out he's got an Achilles injury that is way worse than we thought, and he came back, and now he's hurt even more, and now he might not. Who knows if he's going to play? Debo was a full participant in camp all the entire time, just played good soldier. You thought you might trade him on draft day. Who knows what was going to happen there? He's done a million podcasts. Well, now he's hurt.
Well, the report came out the other day. The report came out the other day that... They did call about Justin Jefferson, the 49ers, and the Vikings like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And then you got like the whole Ricky Pearsall, you draft him. Nobody really had him on their board in the first round. He's hurt. He gets shot at Union Square. Like, what? Like, that's its own crazy saga. And now he's, can he get on the field? I don't even know. You've got this whole situation with the defensive coordinator who was actually good in the Super Bowl, but you fire him, and then you hire Nick Sorensen from within. You bring in Brandon Staley. There's just been a lot. This has been a lot for Niner fans.
It's been a lot for you, huh?
Yeah. I need some good news.
I got good news for you.
That's why that Monday night game against the Jets felt so damn good the next day. It's finally we won a football game. Let's go.
I have some good news for you.
Give me some good news.
I have some good news for you. The Rams are on the schedule. That's not good enough
Yay!
For you?
Until I see McVay's face walking toward midfield with a loss all stamped across his forehead.
You're not
going to
be good?
I'm not going to feel good at all.
Really?
Because he's going to be like this. I already know. This is how McVay's going to be.
You don't feel good?
McVay's going to be like
this. You're not going to feel good. You like McVay now.
Well, he's got the visor.
Yeah, no, you like McVay now.
And the shirt's tucked in like me, like at practice. Shirt tucked in where he's got the strap belt. And he's like, and he's forcing the smile like he's Trevor Wilson in the 90s. You remember Trevor Wilson? When he used to do the thing when he'd pitch, as I do the fake smile. Oh, dude, McVay, guy's a brilliant coach. He drives me nuts. And then, you know, Stafford's going to throw. Stafford's going to do this.
No, he's not throwing.
Throwaways.
Dude, he doesn't have
Look
Puka
the other
Cooper.
Way.
He's not throwing no looks to nobodies. I mean, come on, man. He's got Tutu Atwell and a bunch of no-namers. He's got no offensive line.
Levi South better be packed with Niner fans.
Are
Let's
you going down
this.
To Levi South?
No, I'm not. We got the wedding on Saturday.
Yeah, we could make the morning flight.
I got church.
But no, you could. After church, what time do you get out of church?
I told you, I go 9:30 mass.
I'll say, what time is this over?
10:30, 10:45. So it depends if I mingle.
So you could make it to SFO, get on a flight. It's only 45 minutes.
Father Rene likes to pick my brain on sports.
A lot of churches in LA.
Right, a lot of churches in LA. And SoFi is only 15 minutes away. Hey, 15 minutes away is LAX. LAX, 15 minutes away from SoFi. Could make it. Little day trip to L.A. SoFi, you'll feel good about that. Come on, Sasky. You'll feel good about that.
Going back to February, I mean, it's just nothing. It feels like there's been nothing good. Like, they really have. Now, look, they had a nice.
No, this has been good.
They've had a nice draft.
This has been good.
Oh, yeah?
Tatum Bethune, Renardo Green.
My favorite player made the cover of Madden, and he's hurt. What are you talking about?
But like I say, there's been good things. The first good thing you name is like a seventh round linebacker. Like, that's the high point of the Niners offseason. That seventh round is pretty good.
Dominic Pooney?
Dominic Pooney's fun.
Come on now.
We do love ourselves some Dominic Pooney.
George Kittle.
Yes.
He's got off to a great start.
Then I watched the receiver doc, which also came out in the last 7 months, and I'm like, my guy couldn't even lift his arms above his shoulders. How is he even playing in the Super Bowl?
It's called pro football, man. These guys do. They're gladiators. So you're not going to feel good all week.
Well, they need a win. Look, I do this to myself. Like, I say this to everyone. I was like, Joe, relax. Relax. Online guy loves to do this. Relax. It's week two. Dog, this is how we sport. And everyone's like, Joe, don't have a heart attack. My dad died of a heart attack. But you know what I learned from my dad? Is he lived his life to the fullest. Jesus. All right? And if he was going to go out, he was going to go out living his life to the fullest. That's what I believe. That's why I do so many things to the utmost fullest, 110%.
Oh, my God.
We live our life this way, living it on the edge with our sports teams, Giants, Niners, Warriors. I watch everything. I'm in on everything.
No.
Part of the camaraderie of my friends and my family is commiserating over the negativity that surrounds my teams. That's part of how I watch.
That's terrible.
No, that's
terrible.
That's how we watch sports.
No, but that's not how you should watch sports. A negative mindset?
No, I'm not saying it's misery. Negative. I get great joy out of my team. But what happens is when negative things happen, I pick up the phone and I'm like, Rocco, can you believe this? Deebo Samuel's hurt again. Are you kidding me?
See, I've fallen off.
Are you kidding me?
It's called passion, Bonte.
Hey, listen, I've fallen off the list. Shask used to give me those phone calls. He doesn't bother me no more.
I don't even answer them. That's the problem. You don't even answer my phone calls.
No, I do. That's a lie.
I mean, are you kidding me? And then my brother, this is always my favorite when people do this. Relax, bro. It's week two. You sound like my mom after the Super Bowl loss. This is what my mom said to me. Joe, there's always next year. It's okay. We'll get them. And I love you, Mom. Mom's seen 1,000 baseball games. But I don't want to hear that it's next year. They tried really hard. You know, that Mahomes guy is good. Hey, I know, Mom. Hey, I know Mahomes is good.
Hey,
I know. Tell me something I don't know. I love you, but come on. Hey. I just want to win one as an adult. I want to win one Super Bowl as an adult. That's all I wanted. Just one freaking Super Bowl. I'm tired of losing in horrific ways and time again. Watching this devil of a human being, Patrick Mahomes, slice my throat. The guy threw two horrific picks and somehow flag on the play, give them the game. He always gets victories. Even when the Niners lose, I can't even get the solace of the Chiefs losing a game to the Bengals.
Oh my God.
And then I flip open Twitter yesterday. It's like Deebo out, calf strain, 2 weeks minimum. What? He's been one of the bright spots this year.
Do you believe in meditation?
Do I believe in meditation? You know what my meditation is?
What?
Hate watching the Giants currently and waiting until the calendar flips off.
That's not meditation.
That's not meditation, man. You need to...
That's just swapping out one bad habit for another.
Yeah, I know, that's terrible.
I have watched every, and this is not a joke. There's some people like miss a game here and there, they'll watch back. I have watched every single 49er game live since I was 5 years old. Probably before that, okay? Every single game live. And literally the same way. Pacing while watching the game. I can't just sit and watch. I got such nervous anxiety.
Yeah, no, I know. We know
okay?
that.
Okay? I don't care if it's week one, week 17, or the Super Bowl. I'm a lunatic. I admit it. But this is how my family watches football.
No.
This is how we enjoy sports. That's, all right?
That doesn't sound very enjoyable,
no,
man.
No, that part that of, doesn't the sound bond enjoyable. Of the family is breaking that, down.
No.
Who's a moron?
No.
And who needs to play
that
better and who needs
enjoyable.
To be in the lineup. That's part of it.
No, that doesn't sound like it, man. That doesn't sound enjoyable where the anxiety's high 100 miles an hour and you're freaking out over the first play. Like, oh my God, this guy snapped his leg. Oh my God.
This is coming from the creator of Kirk Cousins is back on the table in the second quarter of the playoff game.
He was.
You're preaching the entire
he was.
What? Who am I
he
talking
was.
To? You broke a cabinet in the studio for a week 3 Detroit Lion game where the call got overturned.
that was week three.
Because
they were about to go to 0-3, or actually 0-2. They're about to go to 0-2. And you were driving me crazy that whole damn game because you were ranting and raving.
Jimmy Garoppolo threw the worst pick you've ever seen. He got called back. And you punched a cabinet and put a dent in the cabinet. This is talking to... who are we kidding? You almost fought Nash Solomon after the Super Bowl.
Hold on. Nash Solomon was talking and bumping his gloves.
Yeah, I was there too. You almost fought a guy
in front of Allegiant Stadium coming out of the Super Bowl.
We were both miserable.
Hold on.
You are just as guilty as me.
I almost slapped the hell out of Nash Solomon because he was bumping his gums and he was in my face. And I said, dude, get out of here. I'm trying to do a show. And he kept tripping. I said, dude, little dude, I'm going to slap the hell out of him if you don't get out the studio. And I'm going to slap the hell out of him.
Tommy now, called bear, hugged him, and got him out of there, man, by the way.
Spinotti was right there. He was talking the whole damn game. He talked to me during the fourth quarter saying, you don't know football. Shut up. And I was like, what? And so I had to back up off of
him. You didn't relax.
No,
you reacted.
I didn't relax.
That's what we do as
I didn't relax because I was watching the damn game with you idiots.
You know what
with
happens?
You maniacs.
The Niners lose. My week is ruined. Then come Friday, I pick myself up off the mat and I say, all right, we're going to kick the crap out of the Rams. Let's do this. Because the cycle never ends.
No.
It's part of being a Niner fan.
Allegiant Stadium, the guy told me, you don't know football. You're an idiot. This loss hurts more than Miami. You're an idiot. So then he walks up down the block, and he keeps looking back saying, hey, you still talking? Shut the bleep up. Shut the bleep up. So after 20 shut the bleep up, I said, all right, man, make me shut the bleep up. I told you I was in a dark place. Leave me alone. So people like to try me for whatever reason. So the guy tried me, and he almost got his ass kicked on the Las Vegas Strip. That's what happened. But that sounds miserable. Be happy. It's football's back.
49ers are 1-1, by the way.
Yeah, 1-1 about to play the
Bills. And they're going
to
drive me crazy another 15 times this year. I admit it. I'm bipolar when it comes to this team.
Wayne understands, this is why I don't do watch parties. That's why I don't do watch parties.
When do I do watch parties?
I don't know.
I think we're all out on watch parties.
Yeah, I
watch the game with a select few. and I tell them on the front end, tell your family I am very sorry. No, I am a psycho.
There is a circle of trust when it comes to football games. Basketball games 100%. Too. Like baseball's a little different. But even then, it's just like, if it's my team, leave me the hell alone.
100%.
I'm not here to answer questions about taking a knee or the new kickoff rule. Kick rocks.
Yeah, that's all. We all love the game. But I'm not going to freak out in the first quarter of these games, in the first quarter of the season.
I actually am a lot like Joe Shasta.
No, that's Raider fans, though.
Raider fans think the sky is falling all the time.
I don't roll with that crew.
Sky has been kind of falling for the Raiders.
There are Carolina Panther fans somewhere, all two of them, somewhere that are going absolutely ballistic. Like, every fan base is this way.
Do you think Steph Curry is going ballistic watching Carolina Panthers games?
I do.
I wonder what Steph going ballistic is like.
I don't.
I bet you Steph's like, put me at quarterback. I'll get us some wins.
Fonte, next time you're hanging out with Steph.
Dude, Steph understands they're bad. So you don't get mad at bad teams. What you do with bad teams and how you watch bad teams is you laugh at it. You find the jokes in a bad team. The 2015
I'm
to 16
actually
Niners.
Excited about the Giants.
Going down to the press box and watching how bad the Niners could be on a given Sunday was enjoyable. Like, wow, they're really bad. I get a joy out of bad teams. Like, can you believe these guys? They can't hit a cutoff, man.
Just
can you believe these guys?
Just
can't fire Crowder.
You
can
didn't watch one second of the Giants this weekend.
Oh, I damn hell no, I didn't. Why would I?
Because you like watching season. Bad teams.
No, I'm watching football.
Florida State, that's right. Got to lock in on them. Since we're loving bad teams so much.
I watched the whole damn Florida State game saying, wow, this is really bad. Because you got the quad box and you got the four games. So no, don't tell me what I watch. Don't tell me about the way I've matured as a sports fan. I know when to dial it down and when to ramp it up. I know there's a time and place for it.
888-957-9570. Are the Carolina Panthers wasting the prime television watching experience of Steph Curry?
No. No, not at all.
His prime Super Bowl window. Have they ruined it for him as an adult?
This is Shasky out here trying to put me out there about fighting guys. I love Nash. That's my little brother. But he almost got the snot slapped out of him because he was talking
too
much.
You're more like me than you were willing to admit. You act like you're sitting there in the lazy boy, chilling like Tony Soprano.
I said how I watch these
Get
days.
Get out of here.
I do my thing, but I'm not freaking out. Good Lord. Meditation. Medication. Something. It's too early for all this. It's going too. Urgency now. We haven't even got to Kansas City yet. We haven't even got to Seattle yet. We haven't even got to Arizona. Buckle up. Same energy. Because you guys all blame Steve Wilkes and all the Steve Wilkes crap Steve Wilkes says Steve Wilkes said. Well, we got a new guy, Nick Sorensen. Nick Sorensen had George Odom press manning on Justin Jefferson. So the binoculars is out.
At least he's on the sideline, though.
Oh, yeah, that's making a difference. Get off the field on third down. What I mean, come on. Come on.
Adam,
pretty,
it's too much.
Pretty soon, we're going to be dissecting the body language of Nick Sorensen. Is he getting people fired up? Is veins popping out of his neck like Robert Saleh? Is he jumping around like D'Amico Ryans? Is he like Steve Wilkes in the press box? Nick Sorensen. Let's get the same energy.
You hear what they're going to do? Third downs only, he's going to go up into the press box.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.